This study is about the influence of RTA, rapid thermal annealing, over Strauss-Kastanov and submonolayer quantum dots. RTA is a post-growth technique capable to tune the properties of indium arsenide quantum dots main parameters, like size and indium content. For that reason, this technique has many applications in devices which use indium arsenide quantum dots in their active region, for instance, infrared photodetector, lasers, and solar cells. We can see in figure 1 the two types of samples that we grew for this work. On the left side, we have a cross-section illustration of S-key quantum dot. This sample was grown as a reference sample to compare with submonolayer quantum dot, which are illustrated on the right side. For this case, we grew two types of submonolayer with two types of surface reconstructions, namely 2x4 and C4x4. The surface reconstruction represents the morphology of the upmost layer of gallium arsenide and have a fundamental importance to determine how the indium arsenide layer will be formed. Some scanning tunneling microscope papers clearly show that 2x4 surface reconstruction can form 2D indium arsenide islands, while the C4x4 reconstruction only forms a random indium gallium arsenide alloy. On figure 2, we can see the effects of RTA in SK quantum dot. On the left side, we have the PL spectrum before and after RTA. The RTA produced a narrower, more intense, and blue-shifted spectrum. The explanation for those phenomena can be seen in the right part of figure 2, which is a XSTM measurements of S-key quantum dots before, picture A, and after RTA. This figure shows that there is a large out diffusion of indium atoms during RTA, which results in an increase of quantum dot size and a consequent reduction of its average indium content. The blue shift is due to the lower indium content that overcomes the influence of the large size, while the increase of PL intensity comes from the passive of a part of the defect introduced during the growth of this highly strained system. Finally, the narrow spectrum originates from the fact that quantum effects are weaker in larger structures. For submonolayer quantum dots, as can be seen in figure 3, there is almost no change of intensity with an emission wavelength after RTA. The wavelength is naturally much lower than S-key quantum dot because of the smaller size and lower indium content of submonolayer quantum dot that can be observed in figure 4 and even more accentuated for 2x4 surface reconstruction. This lower indium content also reduces the internal strain of the nanostructures and consequently the effects of RTA. The very narrow emission is due to the extended wave function of their ground state that overlaps several quantum dots. On figure 4, one can see that there is no evidence of stack of small 2D indium arsenide islands. Instead, there are irregular indium-rich clusters dispersed in a dilute indium gallium arsenide layer, resulting from the strong segregation effect of indium atoms. The specific 2x4 growth conditions provide a lower indium incorporation, a higher indium segregation, and a lower density of quantum dots. In conclusion, RTA and PL experiments clearly show that the strain submonolayer quantum dots is much smaller than in S-key quantum dots, and most probably results from their smaller size and lower indium content. This is confirmed by XSTM data, which reveal that indium segregate inhibits the formation of small 2D indium arsenide islands and their stack, leading thus to irregular indium-rich agglomerates dispersed in a thicker but dilute indium gallium arsenide layer. Finally, after solving the problem of indium incorporation detector for 2x4 growth conditions, one expects such submonolayer quantum dot to overcome those usually grown in C4x4 conditions.